This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Grand Junction pediatrician who was stuck in Gaza for nearly a month is heading home. She spoke with CPR's Stina Sieg before leaving for the U.S. from Egypt last night.
Dr. Barbara Zind, who was in Gaza on a humanitarian mission, started her journey out on Wednesday. She was one of a limited number of foreign nationals allowed through the Rafah border crossing. Then a long drive to Cairo.
We were all optimistic and really just happy to be here, and I'm just happy in my hotel room looking at the Nile.
But Zind is also focused on the plight of people in Gaza, where food, water, and gas is running dangerously low. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Teachers in Woodland Park have won their fight to strike down a school district ban on speaking to the media. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The district's policy also banned teachers from posting on social media about district matters without prior approval. The local teachers' union filed a lawsuit in August and argued that the ban violated teachers' First Amendment rights. Using a federal mediator, both sides reached an agreement. The new policy clarifies that teachers are free to express themselves in their private capacity but can't divulge confidential information. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More than 100 Alaskan Huskies need new homes as a longtime dog sled business prepares to close. Kriblunik Dog Sledding in Snowmass Village is shutting down next June. The Aspen Times reports that could leave 115 dogs with nowhere to go. An animal rescue in Glenwood Springs will list adoptable dogs on its website. It's mostly sunny in the mountains with highs today in the 50s. Around Denver, highs near 70. This is CPR News.